7th, we will talk about Walter Palamaki's life in school. Please give me your full name.
Walter Palamaki. Walter Matthew Palamaki.
What year were you born?
In 1915.
What years did you attend the West Ishpeming School?
Well, from 1920 through 29.
How were elementary school and high school separate at the West Ishpeming School?
What do you mean by different?
Were they separated in any way?
Well, there's a little difference. Well, West Ishpeming, we walked to school, but we had to go to high school in Ishpeming, in town.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we graduated at Ishpeming High School.
Describe a typical day for you during elementary school.
What did you?
Describe a typical day for you during elementary school.
Typical day?
Yep.
Well, I tell you.
What time did you wake up to go to school?
We just always got up about 7 o'clock, but we only had about 4 blocks to get to school.
Yeah.
So, we used to get there a little early at times, so we could have fun playing outside. And, school started at 9 o'clock always. The bell rang. We had a teacher come out and rang the bell for us to go in.
What'd you do for lunch?
We went home and eat.
About how many people were in each classroom?
Oh, I tell ya, I can't remember how many there was, but I'd say each room, there was two grades in each room.
Were there more boys than girls, or?
Oh, it was about even.
What'd you do after school?
After school, go home and work.
Did you have any homework?
Oh, yes.
About how much?
Well, about an hour after school every day.
Did you attend church?
Yes.
How'd that affect your school life? Did it?
Well, I don't know. Fits on it, but it just kept us on the right.
You said you walked to school?
Yeah. Until, of course, then in high school we were rode the bus.
What kind of clothes did you wear?
We're in which school then? Grade school or?
In grade school, at West Ishpeming.
Well, we had quite a few subjects. Well, in kindergarten, he was mostly just learning your ABCs and then your numbers. And
was there a dress code? Did they?
Well, it was just a regular, what would you call that course? You had your geographies and spelling and writing and arithmetic and penmanship, which they don't have nowadays, do they?
Well, they sort of do. Not as much, probably.
You gotta really write.
How did students get in trouble?
Oh, I don't know. Not like they do now. They didn't dare. They had a few fights, and that's about all. There were no drugs or anything.
No. What kind of punishments did they get?
Oh, I tell you, we had the principal, he had an oak slab about that big, that wide. Got any punishment, they sent you down to him and he put your hand out and he gave you a few whacks with that. I tell you.
Ow.
You ain't allowed to do that, though.
What grades were together in the classroom? You said there were two grades in each classroom?
Well, there was kindergarten and first grade. Then there was second and third, fourth and fifth. Then there was three in that, sixth, seventh, and eighth, junior high.
Mm-hmm. What kind of games did you play?
All kinds of games.
Like?
We played ball, baseball. We didn't have no gym for any basketball or anything ever. But well, at night, even when we come home, we used to play chase. Run, cheap, run.
Was football popular?
Well, we used to play on our own, but the school didn't have any football or anything, but we used to play at night with our regular clothes on, no protection.
Where'd you play baseball?
We had a diamond right here, right across from the school we used to have, but there's a house there now.
What else did you do in your free time?
Well, winter time was ski jump. And skate a lot, too.
Was that ice rink there?
No.
No?
We used to skate on a river. And we used to walk to town and go to the rink over there, ice rink.
About how many snow days did you get in the year?
We didn't get no snow days.
None?
No, we went to school every day. I don't know how the teachers made it, but they made it to school.
How were holidays celebrated at school? Did you do anything special?
Christmas time we had 2 weeks. And one thing you don't celebrate now is Washington's birthday. Like we had a big day for Washington's birthday always. And Easter time we had 1 week.
Did you exchange gifts?
Thanksgiving we had 2 days, yeah. For the Thanksgiving weekend.
At what age were you allowed to date?
Pardon?
At what age were you allowed to date, or did you date?
At what age? Yeah.
I'll just skip that one. Did you ever get sick as a child? Did you ever get sick?
Well, yeah, those sicknesses that went along, you get chicken pox. And my other brother, I didn't get it. They all had diphtheria.
Do you remember your doctor's name?
Dr. Smith.
What kind of remedies did they have for?
they have your cough syrups. And they had an inoculation for that diphtheria that time. That's all I got. Well, I didn't get it.
Did you have any married women teachers?
No, not at that time.
Were there any minorities in school?
Any what?
Any black people? Or?
No.
No?
They're all white. All mostly Finns, one.
Mm-hmm.
I think one was English.
Were there any who didn't speak English? Or?
Well, I tell you, I spoke English when I went to school, but my older brother didn't. He spoke Finn. He went to school, he had to learn the English language.
Describe the building of the school.
The school building.
It was the same as it is now, or?
Well, I tell you, it was in a lot better shape than it is now. Because he was only about 4 or 5 years old when I went to high school, when I started school there. It was finished in 1916, and I started in 1920.
What courses did you take? I know you said geography and penmanship.
And arithmetic?
Yeah.
Reading.
Were there any other special courses?
Well, when we got in sixth grade, we had manual training.
What kind of chores did you have at home?
Hauling wood into the house, emptying ashes, hauling coal into the...
Did you have a favorite toy?
Well, my main chore was keeping the wood box full.
Which grade was your favorite?
Which grade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know, they were all good.
Did you ever switch classes?
No.
Tell me about your most favorite classes during school.
Well, arithmetic, mathematics.
What kind of activities did you do during school time?
During the war time.
During school time, like during class.
What do you mean by activity?
Did your teachers have you do anything during school? Like, how did they teach you?
The only thing I can remember is Christmas time. We had a lot of plays. And you just did your regular classes. You had, you went, you did them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything like they do nowadays. You got far aside the activities that you're doing.
How long was your recess?
15 minutes. We had one in the morning, one after dinner.
Did you?
Noon hour was 1 hour.
What sports were you in?
We didn't have no sports in school there.
None?
We played baseball, that's about all.
Did you have a school team for baseball?
No, we didn't have, through school, we didn't have any of those sports. We were doing those on after school, and
when did
they had a baseball team with 6, 7, 8 players, and every spring we had our own up in Marquette, and West Richmond and North Lake played against each other. That was the main game of the year.
When did you get your first radio?
I was in the CC camp when I bought the first radio for our home, 35.
What did you listen to?
Marquette. So what all you could get mostly. Well, once in a while you get from outside stations, but...
Did you have any favorite shows on it or things to listen to?
WLW. As a Western singing, yodeling, and... That was on Saturday nights.
I already answered that one. Did you have a locker?
We didn't have a locker.
Where was your stuff kept? Did you take any extra stuff to school? Like, where did you keep your jackets?
I tell you, all your books and that were kept in school in the desk. And your jackets and that, they had a wardrobe where you put your jackets and that on.
Did you get an allowance?
No allowance in 10 days.
When did you learn to drive?
Well, I tell you, I didn't do too much driving until I was 18 years old. But I used to drive the old Model T once in a while. But at that time, you could get your driver's license at 14. And you didn't need no driver's training. You trained with your dad at home.
Who was your best friend?
Well, they were all good.
Can you name some of them?
Well, I tell you, I used to come around with Jacob Corky and Harvelop brother Hugo and Richard.
What did you write on?
What did I write on?
Did you have regular paper like this?
Oh, yeah. Paper and pencil and pen. Our ink pens were, we were on a desk. There was a bottle for that and you had a dip there.
What were your classes like? Can you describe the classroom?
Like there were two classes. Well, you'd have a teacher would ask you questions, and then you have your written tests. And
About how big was each classroom?
How big?
Yeah.
It must have been 20 or a little better.
Did you have any stores near you?
Stores?
Yeah, where you could buy stuff. Were there any closer than Ishpeming? Or?
Oh yeah, we had a store in West Ishpeming at a Himalaya store. And Nick Lottie's. And there was a bigger store they made. But that wasn't there when we were in grade school. That was built after we were grown up.
How did World War II affect school children?
I don't know how it affected them. I was working in a mines then when the World War II came.
What do you remember about the snowstorm of 1938?
Well, I tell you, I was went to afternoon shift that day. We came up at 11 o'clock. We were crawling up to our chest to get to the dry. And we stayed in the dry for till morning, 5 o'clock, when a tractor plow come out there and made a road for us. We followed that plow up to the Park River bridge up there. And we all the cars were getting stuck behind the plow. So we walked to town. We went to the Kosky Mercantile Store, me and my brother Arno. And they gave us a sandwich. We hadn't eaten since the night before. They gave us a sandwich and I had my boots open, so they gave me a pair of rawhide laces and we walked home from town to West Ishpeming in that storm. We had had turns breaking trail.
What do you remember about the Barnes Hecker mine tragedy?
Well, we were in school when we heard about it. And we came home and for dinner, my dad was home. He worked at the Morris mine in North Lake, and they had shipped them all home, so he told us about it. So him and my older brother went over there to the shaft over there and see what was happening. And after when they looked, it was like a big lake where that swamp had been before. It had all caved in.
What do you remember about the mine strike of 1948? 46.
I know, I was in that strike. Some dandy nights. I don't remember how many days it was. Well, it started February 6th or 7th. And then you go back to work till May.
What percentage of the students graduated?
From high school?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I tell you, out of our class, we had 119 that graduated. There was about 200 that started.
How many?
Had a lot of dropouts.
How many graduated from the West Ishpeming? Did most of them?
Let's see how many there was in our class. I'd say we had about, I don't remember if it was 8 or 10 in our class that night.
How many started?
How many what?
How many were it starting when you, how many started?
Well, there was about the same amount of them.
Did
started
more,
kindergarten at the same time.
Did more men than women graduate?
More women.
More women did?
Yeah, from our class had more women. There was only four boys, six girls.
Did you attend college?
Pardon?
Did you attend college?
Me? No.
No? Where did you work? What mine?
I worked at the Lloyd mine, and I went to Cliff Shaft. And when they closed out, I went to the Empire.
Did you get married?
Yeah. 1938. And my wife died in 91, 5 years ago.
Who did you marry?
Margaret Valencio from Republic.
Did you have any children?
Two.
What were their names?
Dwayne. Dwayne and Joan is my daughter, she's the oldest.
Did you have any grandchildren?
Well, but let's see, grandchildren, 4, 5, 6.
What were their names?
Well, Joy and Matt, and there's Richard, Harry, Amy, and Mark.
Give me some of your hobbies.
My habit's going out for breakfast right now. In the morning, I'm going out for breakfast.
Did you have a yearbook in West Yashminsko?
Have a what?
A yearbook? With, like, a book with all the pictures of the kids? Oh, and
yeah, not in West Yashminsko, we didn't. No, not until high school, that they have a type.
Do you have any photos I can borrow of the West Yashminsko?
No, I ain't got any.
No? Is there anyone else you think I should interview?
What? Anybody else what?
Is there anyone else you think I should interview?
Well, I think there's quite a few that went through there. I got 3 brothers that went through West Richmond School. Isaac. He went through college, he was a teacher in that fire center school and after. Well, and there's Arnold, he lives up here. Swill lives in town. Then there's some, I don't know if he can get a hold of Hugo Harbor, he lives on the street. And who else is around here that... They're mostly all living around, the ones that are living are staying around with this man yet.
Thank you.